Okay, topic in Yana Diyoma with Rosh Hashanah approaching is an issue that comes up obviously every year, especially if you daven in a normal minyan, not a Nate's minyan that you finish early. Is it permitted, possibly is it required to have a kiddush in the middle of the davening? There are actually two sides to the shir. One is not what we have in front of us. I skipped it, but we can do it afterward. Is it permitted to go after chatzos fasting without having eaten? So we don't have that here, but we can do it afterward. I'll go a little out of order. The second shaila that we do have here is it permitted, not is it prohibited to go after chatzos, but is it permitted to have a kiddush during the day at some point? So in actuality, we're going to divide this up into four different times, four different related issues as to when somebody could have a kiddush. What are the potential problems with having a kiddush? Number one is eating before shachris. Is it permitted to eat before shachris, drink before shachris? So that's going to be shaila number one that we deal with. That's not talking about a kiddush during davening, but if one would eat in the morning, for example, if you say there's a problem of fasting on Rosh Hashanah after chatzos, and you know your minyan is going after chatzos, is it a potential solution to eat before going to shul before shachris? So that's question number one. Question number two, that applies every day. The next shaila applies every Shabbos and Yontif. Can you eat before, and other days also, can you eat before Musaf? Meaning if we say you can't eat, you can't have anything before Shachris, how about after you finish Shachris, but before Musaf, is there a similar problem of not eating? That's going to be interval number two. Number three is, how about Kiyas HaShofar? Is there a problem eating or drinking before the Tekiyas? We're talking about the Tekiyas, the Miyushav, before Musaf. And if that is a problem, because you still have to do the mitzvah of tzkiyas shofar, how about after you've done some of the tzkiyas, some of the blows of the shofar, is it permitted then in the middle of the shofar blowing to take a break, make kiddush, and then come back for the rest of the tzkiyas, for the rest of davening? So those are the four intervals: shachris, musaf, before tzkiyas to miyushav, and after the miyushav in the midst or before of the tzkiyas to me'umah. That is going to be the four intervals that we're going to discuss. So when it comes to shachris, can one eat before shachris? If you look on page number one, source number one, there's a Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Amud Beis that says as follows: Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. My dichse, what is the pasuk in Vayikra that says Lo tochlu al adam? Lo tochlu, you shouldn't eat in the morning, baboker, that's the added, that's the parentheses, that's not in the text of the Gemara, kodem shitis palulu al dimchem, you should not eat anything in the morning until you've davened on your dam, on your blood. In other words, you haven't davened yet for your welfare yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you eating anything? That's the drasha on the pasuk in the Gemara, and there's the Gemara continues another limud in the name of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, where it's underlined second paragraph, kola ochel v'shose, anyone who eats or drinks in the morning, eats or drinks in the morning, v'acharkach mispalel, and afterwards davins, alav akasuv omer, brings a pasuk in Malachim, v'osi hishlachta achrei gavecha, you have thrown me away, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, after your bodies, gavecha. Al tikre gavecha ela gaavecha. Don't read it as your bodies, rather your gaiva. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, as it continues, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu la'achar shenizgazeh, after this person was arrogant, he took care of his personal needs, he ate, he drank, before he davened, kibel ala malchus shamayim. Then he comes into mekabel ol malchus shamayim. Where's the priorities that he has? First, you have to daven. You have to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim. Say your kriya shema, say your shmona esrei, and then eat. But this person, he obviously has warped priorities. Shows his arrogance. Shows his stressing of himself. Himself being the priority rather than his davening. So that is the Gemara. We have two limudim that telling us that one needs to daven before eating, before drinking. How do we paskin? So let's look in the Rambam first, source number two. In Hilchas Tefillah, Asur lo la'adam shitam klum. One is not permitted shiyitam. We have to pay close attention if we're talking about drinking, ti'ima or achila. Ti'ima, eating a small amount. Achila, having a se'uda. we have to see what the phrases are used. So here the Rambam is talking about Asur lo la'adam shiyitom klum. You can't even taste anything. You can't even have a little nosh.
Even shtia, different categories. Even in shtia,
we'll see different gradations.
The Rambam is referring to everything.
Every day.
Shtia,
chila, shiitom,
taste nothing.
He says shiitom klum. Could be. We'll see shtia in a little bit. But shiitom, tima typically means food. Shiitom klum, or shiase malacha, or you can't do any malacha. Ma'acher shiale amuras shachar. Once alos comes, whatever the shita of alos, 72 minutes, 90 minutes, based on the horizon, whatever it is before nates, before sunrise. Ad shispalo tefila shachris. Until you daven shachris, you're not allowed to yitom klum. You can't eat anything until davening. We're not talking about somebody who needs to eat for health purposes. Somebody's a chola. We're going to leave that aside for our purposes. That is indeed similarly how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch and source number 3. That's a whole shir. Are you allowed to check your email as the shayla, right? Well, can you check your email before davening? This I started looking into once. Davening, vaday, it's usher.
What? Shampoo,
taking a shower, is that
malachim? This is a whole shir. Absolutely a whole shir. I started looking into the email shayla once. I started... We'll see the concept in a little bit. We see.
You shampoo before. You're doing your own software.
What about a person who's working night duty?
Oh, we have a lot of good shilas. We have a lot of good shilas. So source number 3, we paskin as follows. Asur lo lihitasek bitzrachov. You should not be involved in your needs. Oleilech lederech, or travel. We touched on that issue. Not permitted to travel until you've davened shachris. You shouldn't go out of the town to a place that there's not going to be a minion until you, if you're leaving a city that has a minion. Ad shispalo tefila shmona esrei, until you've davened. Daven in this city and then leave. V'lo lecho v'lo lishtos. Here the Shulchan Aruch says you can't eat, you can't drink. But he adds on, aval mayim mutar lishtos kodem tefila. Water would be permitted. I had a whole discussion with my daughter today. Water permitted. How about if it's Pellegrino or San Benedito, whatever Perrier. If it's water with bubbles, I think it'd be the same thing. It's water, but she said it's added stuff. I said, but it's only air that's added. Yeah, it's bubbles. Not it's not like it's a. I asked her, so now how about vitamin water? I don't think they have vitamin water here. But it's
true about apple sweetness.
We'll get to the mirror. So the vitamin water is what? Do they have vitamin water in Israel? In Israel, they have vitamin water.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me where to get it. So vitamin water is not water. It's just called water, right? But it has additive. It adds sweetening. It has flavors, punch, and this and that. That it's added. So that wouldn't be mine. My mutalishtad. Water can be eaten. Bein b'cholam, bein b'shabbos yontov. We're talking about everything. We're talking about weekday, Shabbos, yontov, etc. So when it comes to...
Same story with the lady with the ditcher. He saw somebody fixing his wheel while he was saying prayer with his tefillin on. So he said, look what holy Jews we have, that even while they're fixing their wheels...
They say. Very nice. So when it comes to Tkiya Shofar, this is obviously applicable all the time. Eating or drinking before shachris, it would indeed not be permitted to eat before shachris. It would be permitted to have water based on the Shulchan Aruch. We're going to take a step back and go into the water issue and other drinks in a little bit. So what is the prohibition? What's the prohibition? We had a pasuk and it said Meforash of pasuk in Vayikra. It says Lotochlu al Adam. Right? We had a drush on this. So it's in a Doraisa. So the Sefer Achinuch brings this pasuk, brings a number of other drushes on it, but the mashmos of the Sefer Achinuch is that it is an Isser Doraisa. Indeed, an Isser Doraisa to eat before davening. Most Rishonim don't agree with that. Most Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ritva, the Meiri, all say it's an Isser Derabanan, it's simply a drush on the Pasuk, Lotochlo al Adam, that's an Asmacht on the Pasuk, it's a Derabanan, it's an Isser Derabanan to eat before having Daven Shachris. Okay. So what's prohibited?
I think the Mishnah Berurah's lashon is that even less than a kazayis you can't eat before davening. Sounds like the Minchas
Could be.
I never understood why you pachad is not called achila usually.
Could
be.
What's the makor for it? Why should it be
even joyous? Based on apostles, we'll talk to Aladan.
I know.
That's why the Rishonim don't agree with it. That's why. So
why? Black and white pasuk.
It's a drush and it's a smachta. That's not the pashtus of the pasuk. It's not the pashtus of the pasuk. So Let's go back into the what are the Yisurim, because this is in itself an interesting shaila, even though we've discarded with eating before. So it says the Rav Yah says as follows. He was an early Rishon in Germany. Source number 7 at the top of page number 2. Osur la'adam shiyochal kodem shispala v'chen lishtos is prohibited to eat before davening, to drink. V'nira loma d'davka mida d'meshacher. He says initially it's a little bit difficult language. So apparently maybe it's only some stuff that will inebriate you, will get you intoxicated. But then he says, we mida darish lei v'osi shlach t'chrei gavecha. He says, but water, there's no arrogance associated with water. What does that mean? No one ever says, oh, I'm going to go have a drink of water if they're not thirsty. I'm going to go have a coffee. I'm going to have an orange juice. I enjoy drinking it. I'm going to have a Coca-Cola. But water is, you drink because you're thirsty. That has nothing to do with taking care of your personal arrogance, taking care of your... it takes care of your personal needs, but not that it's fulfilling your taiva for something. It's simply that you have a need to drink water. You drink because you're thirsty. So the Rav Yah says that mayim, water, is not problematic. This is indeed where the Shulchan Aruch got a psak, that he says that you can't eat, you can't drink before shachris, but you can have water. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch.
So this time with Abdullah?
Very good, Shaila. It happens to be, I heard a shir by Rabbi Frand on this,
yeah.
Talking about on Motzei Yom Kippur, if somebody's very thirsty. And he did say that you can drink without you can drink water without having made Havdalah. Okay, so the Tashbis. I don't know.
After davening for Kiddush, we even more than not even water.
Yeah, there's this big rabbi at the Kotel.
For Havdalah, yeah, for
Kiddush. He has his own 10-person minion. Kabbalist, he drinks Kabbalist. He's the Chazam and the Balkhari and everything.
And he drinks along the way. But during Shachris? Because if it's during Shachris, there's no Chiyuv in Kiddush. There's no Chiyuv in Kiddush until after Shachris.
Water.
But is it during Shachris or Musaf?
During the whole tefillah.
During the whole tefillah. Oh,
if you can have water before, what difference are you having if you have, you can have before you start Shachris water, so why can't you have it you're thirsty during Shachris?
Because during Shachris, no, but I'm saying if it's after Shachris is when you have the Chiyuv Kiddush. That's when the Chiyuv Kiddush starts.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so the Tashbits.
You're very hungry, you want to eat something.
At what point?
Before Shachris.
Before Shachris.
What's the difference between water and some bread?
I think we would say, yeah. Is it bordering on a chola or is it simply I'm hungry?
A regular person.
Just like you said, water is thirsty.
Yeah.
So then, it's not arrogance. It's not arrogance, unless you go having a pizza or a steak.
We're smoking, though.
I'll soak the gummy anyway.
I think you would say
Allah
eating, can you eat anything?
Allah before Shachris, you can't eat anything.
I have some people see them at night to eat.
Yeah, that's it.
It's not really before that.
Allah you can't eat before Shachris, period. Okay, there is a shita brought by the Tashbits. He brings the Rabbeinu Peretz, the Hagav, the Rabbeinu Peretz. It says water is also prohibited before Shachris. Even water is problematic. That's not how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch paskins water is permitted, but the Rabbeinu Peretz is saying even water. I think that would answer the Yeshayahu. Even water is fulfilling your personal needs before davening. But that's not how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. But even I think realistically, people wake up parched and they simply needed it to exist. But hunger, we say, you know what? Put it aside. That you can normally, under normal circumstances, put it aside and go daven. But sometimes when you're so thirsty, especially on a fast day, suddenly magically we're so thirsty, right? That we can't exist without it. Okay, there is a third shita that the Yaivitz brings. The Yaivitz says, Rav Yaakov Emden in the 1700s, also in Germany, says, D'te'ima, even tasting, meaning not a su'uda, but eating something anash, before Shachris is mutter. Disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. He says, the ti'ima lo chayshina. Vadai, water is mutter lechatchila. But he says, but even ti'ima, leis bakapei dekulea. You don't have to be strict about tasting before it. It's a midas chasidus, he says. It's a midas chasidus to not have a nash before Shachris, but it's not mi'ikar din. That is not indeed how we paskin. We paskin like the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. And the other is that any food is prohibited under normal healthy circumstances, unless somebody's a real chola, it would be prohibited to eat before Shachris. Okay, just to talk about drinks. This is a whole sugya in itself, but it was just interesting to mention. How about drinking? Before, I was just in, it was just this past Shabbos, it was in Five Towns, and we were staying by some people, and I didn't know the people before. I went from, we were there for my parents' 50th anniversary, so my sister lives there, my brother came from Boston, my sister came from Chicago, and they put us up at different houses, and it's Shabbos morning, before Shachris, and I was just, went down, and there in the kitchen was the Baal HaBayis, and he says, would I like a drink of orange juice? I said, no, thank you. He says, orange juice is my coffee. I can't exist without it. And he had orange juice before Shachris. And I'm thinking about the sugya. I wasn't about to tell the Baal HaBayis, you know, I'm not sure there's a heter to drink orange juice before Shachris, but that was his coffee. So is it permitted? Is it permitted? Is it permitted? So the Orach HaShulchan, this isn't in the Makoros, but I'll read it out. The Orach HaShulchan says as follows, it's mutar lishtas limon imayim, lemon with water. Now he's taking the next step, meaning the Shulchan Aruch says water is permitted. He says, okay, a little bit of a taste. Now lemon is not a sweetener per se. It's not adding sugar. It's giving a tart taste.
To make a muscle for today, they have the water of the flavor.
So we have the right. So that would be the vitamin water. Or they have here. They have even less offensive would be the. I don't know if it's Schweppes, but they have the same color as water, but they have the apricot or the lemon, the flavored water. They don't have the colors that make it even more blatant. So here the Aruch Hashulchan says to add lemon. He doesn't go far as saying sugar. He says lemon.
Yeah, what?
But then the Isha Yisrael says, so based on that, how about carbonated drinks? Would carbonated drinks be? Well, I guess maybe he's talking about Coca-Cola and stuff, Sprite and stuff like that, and he leaves it as an open shaila. Now, as we know, a standard drink that people have in the mornings is coffee and tea. People wake up, they have their coffee, they have their tea. So that doesn't fit into the heter of mayim, of water that the Shulchan Aruch brings. But some poskim started inching the heterim forward and say, okay, that's what people nowadays, in the old days they used to have water before Shachris in order to get them going. Then people started having coffee and tea and they didn't permit sugar. No additives, no milk, black tea, whatever, straight tea, not all of the... herbal teas, have a little bit coffee without any additives, any sweeteners, etc. And then it crept further. So the Isha Yisrael brings down here, I think it's the Das Torah, the Achshav Shekola Olam Shoti Mim Sukkar. Nowadays you can only drink coffee and tea. It's rare to see somebody who takes the coffee black, right? And don't add anything. That's the Minhag. Everyone in the world, they drink it with added sugar, saccharin. I saw a Shaila, can you have saccharin? V'chein kafeh, im chalav. People add milk, they don't take it black. Ukimat Iev Sharbeliza. And we are unable to drink our coffee and tea without these additives. Shuv Ein Bazed Derech Gaiva. This is not considered a Derech Gaiva anymore. It's not as if I'm taking out the Shivas Regal or having some fancy drink or whatever. This is simply the way that we drink when we wake up to get us going.
The book prohibits that adding sugar into it.
Ein Achinami. So Ein Achinami. We see how it's creeped. You see certain things, how the Heterim creep forward based on the Minaga Olam. Minaga Olam was to be Mekhal and this crept forward. It's not considered Gaiv anymore if that's the Derech. The Orchas Rabbeinu brings down in the name of the Kilas Yaakov and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Shebizmanenu Kol Adam Shote Teva Kafe Im Sukar. Everyone nowadays, when they have their coffee, they have their tea, they drink it with sugar. Hamu'ura Bo Muta Lishtot Kodam Atfila. Ve'eim Bazem Mishum Gaiva. There's no Gaiva involved in this. And he brings the Lekach HaKemach, the Rabbi Mekilim Gam Lachnis Letei Limon Avshein Ol Refua. We add lemon, so we see creeping forward the Heterim. It could be maybe in Five Towns that the minhag is to drink Tropicana. You have a Shaila with pulp, without pulp. If it's with pulp, maybe it's now in Achila. Some people want a Taina. I don't know what we would say about those Shailas. So I think a Shaila has to be asked when it comes to the orange juices, but certainly we have a heter for coffee and tea. Some are matir, not every, and even with the additives, because that's the day, that's how we add it. But the Mishbura says no matter what, you can't do it with the chevra. You can't have a get together and go out to the coffee place and have a coffee. That's not what we're talking about. It's simply drink it. That would be derech gaiva. This is simply to have a drink in order to get you going so you can focus on your davening. Okay, let's get back to our shayla. So when it comes to eating before Shachris, it's not permitted no matter what. We don't paskin like the Yaivitz, and even nashing, even a te'ima is not permitted. A shtia would be permitted, and we have a spectrum of what would be permitted and what would not be permitted. How about when it comes to musaf? Right? Comes Rosh Hashanah, can we take the break before musaf and have kiddush?
Shabbos too, probably, no?
Shabbos also, we have that shaila. I remember going to camp, and
every Shabbos, I had my kiddush in Yemen and Shul. After Shacharis, before the
Ritual. So I remember in camp we used to do that. We used to have Shacharis. We used to go down to the dining room. Kiddush. We used to have Kiddush. That is missing the Haftarah. That's a different Shaila. Yeah. That's a real problem. And then they're getting Shikr also, Yecheskel. Yeah. So how about before Musaf? Can you take that break? So there's a Gemara, source number 11, Gemara Brachos Chavches, that says as follows. The Rav Avia was not feeling well, and he didn't get to the Dvar Torah of Rav Yosef in the Beis Medrash. So the next day, Abaye says to Rav Avia, he wanted to make Rav Yosef feel better, why Rav Avia missed the Dvar Torah the day before. So Abaye asks Rav Avia, my time, a second line down, source number 11, my time, alo atam alapirka, why didn't you make the Dvar Torah? Why didn't you come to the shir yesterday of Rav Yosef? So he says, I wasn't feeling up to it, I wasn't feeling well. So then Abaye asks him again, so why didn't you eat something? You should have eaten something, you would have felt better and come to shul, come to the vort. Amai lo tam mi devati. So he says back, don't you paskin like Rav Huna, where it's underlined in source 11, Damo Rav Huna, asu lo la'adam shitam kum kodim shis palot vilas musafim. It's prohibited to eat. Rav Huna paskins that way. It's prohibited to yitom. What's yitom? We're not talking about having a su'uda, to have even a nash. To taste something, to eat even something small before musaf, it's not permitted to do that. That's how Rav Huna paskins brought down in the Gemara Brachos. So he responds, Rav Avia responds, Amrale Ibaile Marya, don't you paskin? No, I'm sorry, Abaye responds, so you should have davened earlier, don't daven in the shul, daven by yourself, daven be yachidus, daven your musaf early, eat something and then come to shul. So Rav Avia says back, but don't you paskin that you're not allowed to start your your Shmona Esrei before they start the Shmona Esrei, the Kehillah starts the Shmona Esrei. So Abaye says back, no, that's only so, you're not allowed to start your personal Shmona Esrei if you're davening in the same area as people. In the shul, you can't start your Shmona Esrei early, but if you're davening by Yechidus, you can start even though the Tzibur in shul hasn't davened. In any case, what we see here is Rav Huna paskins what? That it's prohibited to even nash before musaf. So what do we do about the shuls, about the camps that go right after shacharis before musaf and have a nash? They have kiddush and they eat. So the Gemara, there's a chiyuv of kiddush right after shacharis. Right after shacharis, you're not allowed to eat unless you say kiddush. So the Gemara answers, we don't paskin like Rav Huna. And we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Like Rav Huna, how don't we paskin? Rav Huna we mentioned. Rav Huna says you can't have a nash, you can't have a taste before musaf. We don't paskin that way. And we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who paskins the same thing by mincha, that you can't taste anything before mincha, when it's the time of mincha. We don't paskin that way either. So what do we learn from this Gemara? At a minimum, we learn from this Gemara, we don't paskin like Rav Huna, that you can indeed eat something before musaf, and the same thing before mincha. But we don't know if we can also have a su'uda. We don't know how much you can eat, but at a minimum, we don't paskin like Rav Huna. Accordingly, it's permitted to have a te'ima before musaf.
That might be only you can eat when you make kiddush. But the shul is, they make kiddush, and then they eat. Not a su'uda, but they there's a difference when making kiddush eating and
no, because everyone agrees that we have to have kiddush after shacharis. You need kiddush after shacharis. That, in order to permit you to eat, you have to have kiddush. Okay. How do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? Source number 15, where it's underlined. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch as follows. Mutar litom kodam tfilas musafin. It's permitted litom. It doesn't say le'achol. Doesn't say to have a su'udah, but to have a kiddush, to have something before musaf, da'ainu, achilas peros, unlimited amount of fruit, or afilu pas, mua, to have a little bit bread even, afilu tish, te'ima shiyesh ba kete li sod alev. What does that mean? But even wait, a te'ima that is going to
kiddush that requires a makam su'udah.
This is a whole nother shaila.
No, but it's connected because
Some shitas it's not enough. Some shitas say the second cup of wine is enough. Some shitas say the first with revis of wine is enough.
You need a yom ki'itoim with
the mizonos. So that's what it happens to be. That's what we rely on when we have kiddushes at shul, right? That we're not sitting down and washing the tilas yadayim.
Yeah, I was saying that if once you're ready, you have a heted tzilitoim and have to be with the kiddush that
has kiddush b'makom besuda, but we have the shail of what's kiddush, what's the makom suda. I'm happy to do the sugya. I'm happy, but I have to warn you: if we do that sugya, everyone's going to come out having to wash. That's what I do after learning that sugya. I will makbid. I won't go to kiddush unless I've washed. Unless I've washed
at the kiddush.
Either before or I have once brought a moti to Kiddush. Yes, Rav Gosman was mocked on it.
The Gra.
Very nice. Yeah. Very good. Okay. The Bach says as follows. He disagrees and he says even a seuda is mutter. Even a seuda is mutter before Musaf, after Shacharis before Musaf. The Taz brings the Bach and disagrees. And the Poskim don't agree with this Bach, the cool of the Bach, that you can have a seuda. We Poskim as follows, that before Musaf, Te'ima, Nashing, is permitted, but a full seuda is not permitted. Okay, so now we've gone through Shacharis, we've gone through Musaf. Shacharis, you can't eat before anything, you can't even have a Te'ima. Musaf, we can't have a seuda before, but we can have a Te'ima. Okay, when it comes to now the shaila of how about tkiyas shofar? When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the first shaila shachris applies all the time. The second shaila of musaf applies whenever we have musaf. Now we're getting specifically to Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to divide up between eating before all the tkiyas and eating in the middle, right? So right now, how about eating before all of the tkiyas? So in a number of areas, we see that Chazal decreed to not eat. And to not, for example, sleep or do malacha because of concern that you would get too involved in the meal, the sleeping, the malacha, and never come to do the mitzvah. Where do we see this? So we'll give a few examples. Some of them are going to be very important for us when it comes to Kiyas HaShofar. So a couple that are important, but one is very important, one is less important. So source number 20. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos. It's a very famous Mishnah in Shabbos that says, where it's underlined, Lo Yeshev Adam Lifnei HaSapar, you shouldn't take a haircut. Samuch LeMincha Chispala, what Samuch LeMincha, even a half an hour before, it doesn't say at the time of Mincha, even within a half an hour of the time of Mincha. Lo Yikanas Adam LeMerchatz, don't go to the Shvitz, don't go to the tannery, don't eat, don't act as a judge on a tribunal, on a Beis Din. Various activities that Chazal were concerned that one would get too involved in, and you would never come to Davin Mincha. We see the same thing by Kriya Shema of night. Kriya Shema at night, Chazal were concerned. The Gemara tells us, Gemara Brachos also, that somebody, what, is going to come in from work, come in from the field, and says, oh, Kriya Shema, I can do it all night. Marev, I can Davin all night. So let me go home, and let me have something to eat, and let me have something to drink, and maybe I'll just even lie down, take a nap, because I have all night anyway, to say Kriyat Shema. Inevitably the person fell asleep and never woke up till the next morning. It's too late to daven Kriyat Shema. So Chazal instituted Zman Kriyat Shema night is up until Chatzos. Even though Mi'ikar Adin, you can do it all night, but they said up until Chatzos is permitted. And the Gemara says what you should do when you come back from work, go to straight to the base medrash, go to shul, learn. If you learn Mishnah, learn Mishnah. If you learn Gemara, whatever you want to learn, learn Davin Maariv, and then go home and eat and drink and go to sleep. Chazal were highly concerned that if you go home first and take the nap, then you're never going to do the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. This will become very important for us. Next example, how about lulav on Sukkot? Is it permitted to eat before having the lulav, before taking the lulav? So the lulavush,
and it's also before musaf.
Before musaf.
Yeah,
it's also. But it's independent. So lulav is, it can be independent.
Yeah, okay.
Lulav is an extra question.
Yeah, you don't. The example of Gomorrah, you didn't have a lulav, and somebody's coming from out of town to bring you a lulav. Okay, so the lavush, and this is what we paskin, you have to do lulav and esrog, you have to take it before we eat. The lavush explains to us why. We're concerned They're not chayavot in it, so I don't think we could say they're prohibited. So the Lavush says we're concerned that if you start eating and you start getting into your meals, shema yamashach, you're going to get too involved. You may never come to do the lulav. So we paskin in Shulchan Aruch as follows. Source number 25. Mitzvah lulav, where it's underlined by yom v'lo b'layla. Mitzvah lulav is during the day and it's all day. V'chol ayam kasher. However, you should do it in the morning. Do it for shachris, rizim makdim in the mitzvahs. Do it as early as possible. That's the mitzvah of lulav. And then the next seif, it says, asur le'echol kodim shitlena. It's prohibited to le'echol. What's le'echol? Till now we've been seeing the uses of litom. If it's prohibited to have any nash, we would say litom. Le'echol apparently means you can't have a se'uda. The implication of the Shulchan Aruch is before lulav, you're allowed to have a mezonos, fruit, shouldn't be a problem. That's how the Magen Avraham learns the Shulchan Aruch in source number 26. Magen Avraham says, the mashma b'divrei HaShulchan Aruch, the te'ima ba'al mashari. A te'ima would be permitted based on the Shulchan Aruch before the lulav. Before the lulav, te'ima is permitted. It's simply a su'udah is problematic. Ach medivrei HaTosfos, muchach the te'ima asur. From the Tosfos, we see even a te'ima, even tasting, you have to do lulav, you have to do the mitzvah, you're not allowed to do it without, you can't eat anything before it. And the Magen Avraham brings Tzarachiyun. Tzarachiyun, can you have a te'ima before lulav or not? Not can you have a su'udah, vaday a su'udah, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, prohibited. The question is te'ima. Can you have a nash, can you have a mezonos, can you have fruit before and Tzarachiyun? The Mishnah Berurah brings the sugya, and there he paskins when it comes to lulav, Mi'ikar adin, te'ima is mutter. However, he says, mikob makom ein lahakel b'zeh im lo l'tzorach gadol. When it comes to eating before lulav, only if it's l'tzorach gadol, one really doesn't feel well, one is ill, one has to take medication and you need to eat before the medication. If that's the case, and you're not able to do the lulav right then, l'tzorach gadol, it would be permitted to eat, to te'ima, taste. Not have a suda, but te'ima before the lulav. Okay, so when it comes to lulav, this is how it goes. When it comes to lulav, a suda is prohibited. Te'ima is the machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah paskins te'ima is mutar letzorach gadol. But if it's not letzorach gadol, it's prohibited. How about when it comes to Megillah? When it comes to Megillah, we see similarly the Chumas Adeshin when asked the following shayla. Somebody was not able, we're talking about at night, after fasting all day, Tainus Esther, person was not able to go to the Kriya of the Megillah at night. He would have to wait until the Tzibur finished, and then he'd have somebody private come and read the Megillah for him. And meanwhile, he says, there's no way I can fast that long till I can get somebody to read me the Megillah. So there are two options. Either I can, after the fast ends, eat something and then have the Megillah, or before nighttime, still during the Tainus, at the end of the Tainus, but before the end of the day, before the Tainus ends, have somebody read for him then. Early, after Plaga Mincha, have somebody read for him then, and then he'll continue fasting until the end, and immediately after the fast, Davim Arav and eat, while everyone else is hearing the Megillah, he'll eat then. What is the Chumash Sedeshin Paskin? Chumash Sedeshin Paskin is that he can hear the Megillah early. Rather, it's much better to have the Megillah early, even though after Plag, Antanis Esther, rather, very nice, right? Rather than eating even a Te'ima before the Megillah. So that is indeed how we Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, like the Chumash Sedeshin. Source number 30, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Barabam is like a nice thing. It's a hitter, we would say on that. It's a good thing, but the person wasn't able to go. It's certainly, if you have a choice between Ravam and not, you should go Buravam. We should have a shir on can you break a minion in two for the Torah of Avelim? This comes up probably occasionally in the shul, right? It happens sometimes. Can you do that? Rav Moshe Paskins, Buravam, don't break the minion. Keep everyone together. About Avelim, he writes. About Avelim, keep it one together and not breaking into.
Is he writing for the Gabbos or Avelim?
he writes it what does the Gabbai do if he fears for his life? He paskins for everyone. He says everyone don't do it. He paskins. So and specifically he's talking for the Avelim, because there he talks about what should the Avelim do if, for example, on Shabbos dividing up Shacharis and Musaf, etc. So he goes into detail how to divide up the Tfilas, Mincha and David, divide Shacharis in two. So it's, he's talking to the Avelim. So we paskin at Shulchan Aruch, source number 30, at the end of page number 4, Demisha hu anus ketzas, somebody who's an ones. The Eino Yachol Leilach LaBeis HaKnesses is unable to go to shul for the Megillah reading. V'tzarech Laham Tiradachar Shekor HaKal, and he has to wait until the Kahal, the Tzibur, has the Kriyas of Megillah at night. V'kasha Alav Leilis B'tainis Kol Kach, it's very hard for him to continue fasting because it's going to go for another hour or two. Yachol Lishmoa Kriyasa Mibod Yomi Plaga Milchol Mala. This is an interesting psak. Paskins like the Truma Sedeshin that it's permitted to hear the Kriyas HaMegillah on Tainis Esther after Plaga Mincha. And it says the Ramah, Val Osur Lechol Kodim Shishma Kriyas HaMegillah. It's prohibited to eat. And he's talking to him also. Afilu Atainis Kashelav, even if you're having a difficult time fasting, Sha'asur Lechol Kemoli Inyan Kriyas HaMadarvis. Because it's prohibited to eat just like Kriyas HaMadarvis. You're not allowed to eat before you say Kriyas HaMadarvis at night. The im kain kol shekain shasha lishon kadam kriyas. Certainly, you can't go to sleep.
That is just done.
Which the kriyas shema? By the Megillah. Well, you're fasting all day. If you're not fasting, we would typically say a half an hour before the mitzvah. It's going to depend the shita. It's going to be to the Rabbeinu Tam with possibly, I don't know, it's a good question, but if the Shita is going to be a half hour before the mitzvah, when is the mitzvah? Is it at Shkia? Is it later? Is it earlier? It's going
to
depend.
Samo.
There are Shitas that are even a half hour before Plag. That Plag, you
people,
can start being Mekayim.
People don't know that. So people come to Mayim to be Mekayim, they don't know that there's an Isser to eat during this time.
Not here. So, how about Ti'ima? Well, we're talking about now Ti'ima, Avram. Ti'ima before Kriyas Megillah.
What about the drink?
Let's talk Ti'ima, because if we can permit Ti'ima, then drinking is not a problem, right? Yeah. So, Ti'ima before Kriyas Megillah, Ma'agen Avram starts out as follows. He says initially, you should be Machmir. Ti'ima before Kriyas Megillah is a problem. Source number 33. De'ein lahatir litom me'at kodem Kriyas Megillah. You can't even have a Ti'ima before Kriyas Megillah. V'yamtin ad sheyavo ha'korah. You wait until the Korah comes. Kedarmina b'brachos lo'yamar adam ocho kimaleh. Okay, the concern is the Gemara brachos, like that you may come and eat and you fall asleep or whatever it is. Same thing applies for Kriyas Megillah. So initially the Magen Aruch says even a te'ima is problematic. But then jump down to where it's underlined next. Nirash Kriyas Megillah yoster kalmi Kriyas Shema. Maybe Kriyas Megillah is not as bad as Kriyas Shema. And when it comes to Kriyas Shema, he says te'ima is mutter. It's just the Su'udah is prohibited. So when it comes to Kriya Shema, when it comes to Bedikas Chametz, it's permitted to eat Tima. So maybe the Megillah is the same. It should be even more Mekah. And the end of the day, the Magen Avraham paskins, even a Tima is problematic for Megillah if it's not Litzorech Gadol. This is what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah before when it came to Lulav. If it's not Litzorech Gadol, and indeed, that is how the Mishnah Berurah paskins the Ti'ima ein lahakel ela Litzorech Gadol. So the Mishnah Berurah is consistent. Just like he said when it came to Lulav, you can't eat. Even a Ti'ima is not permitted except Litzorech Gadol until you've taken your Lulav. He says the same thing by Megillah. Unless it's Litzorech Gadol, even a Ti'ima is not going to be permitted. Now the problem when it comes to the Tekiya Shofar, we've gone through Megillah, we've gone through Lulav. When it comes to Tekiya Shofar, the problem is the Rambam, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, none of them mention that there's a prohibition to eat or drink before Tekiya Shofar. They are silent on that. Which is very interesting. Now we know already that the Mishnah Berurah said that for purposes of Megillah, Ti'inima is permitted only Litzorech Gadol. for the purposes of lulav, ti'ima is only permitted litzarach gadol. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say about tiyas ha-shofar? So if you look on page number 6, source number 38, in the halachas of Kriyas Megillah, the Mishnah Berurah mentions tiyas ha-shofar. Kamo, source number 38, where it's underlined, Kamo shebalayla asu lechol kodem kriyas. So this is talking about the halachas of Megillah. Just like you can't eat before the Megillah at nighttime, so too, hu adin bayom. Same thing applies in the daytime. You can't eat until you've heard the Megillah, because you have a mitzvah to do. If you have a mitzvah to do, you shouldn't be eating beforehand. Afilu kfar ispalal, even if you've already davened, you're not allowed to eat before davening. You've davened already. Can I take a snack before the kriyas and Megillah? He says, no, it's not permitted. Asu lecho kodem kriyasa. Same thing by nighttime, same thing by daytime. Ukamo le'inyan shofar velulav. As we know, that is the halach when it comes to shofar and lulav, that you're not allowed to eat before those. So apparently here, the Mishnah Berurah is equating all of these halachas together. Kriyas HaMegillah, lulav, and also our inyan, our shayla shofar, they all have the same dinim. They all have the same din, that te'ima is prohibited unless it's litzorach gadol. That would be the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Interestingly, the Magen Avraham brings a Tosefta. The Megillah Dami Lulav Shofar Kriyas Shema, that equates all of these, that Megillah is just like Lulav on Sukkot and Shofar on Rosh Hashanah and Kriyas Shema. They all have the same dinim when it comes to Achila. Now again, this is not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch and Tur and the Rambam. It's only mentioned in the Achronim afterward, but not in those poskim. So when it comes to shofar, what we see so far, and this is talking about eating before all of tkiyas shofar, because you haven't done any of the mitzvah yet, according to the Mishnah Berurah, only litzorach gadol would it be permitted.
What do you mean by that?
Good question, David. So I skipped that, not on purpose. If we go back to page number 5, source 34. When it comes to Kriyas and Megillah, the Mishnah Berurah defines it for us. Source number 34, Vafilu ti'ima ein lahakel ela letzorach gadol. Right, that's what he said. The Mishnah Berurah, ti'ima is only permitted letzorach gadol. Tahainu, chol katsas. You're a little bit sick. You're just really not feeling well. Omisha misane, that tainis kashelav. Or somebody who's fasting and the tainis is difficult on him. We would say, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, that we are fasting also. If you're having a difficult time focusing, you're having a tough time getting through the davening unless you eat something, that would be apparently fit into the criteria of Litzorach Gadol that we permitted. So we said, so it could be then it's a subjective criteria. As of now, the Mishnah Berurah wouldn't say carte blanche, it's permitted to be toim after Shacharis before the tzkiyas. If you're feeling good and there's no reason to, he would say that's not litzorach gadol. But if you're feeling shvach and you need that, now the next question that comes to mind is, what if you're not feeling shvach right now, but it's another 3 hours of davening and you know you're going to be feeling shvach? That I don't know. But he says you're choli, or if you're feeling a little choli, you're having a tough time getting through, then shiur tima. Now here he says a little bit machmir. Tima is kebeya pas. Right, not a lot of pas, but omashkin kishir be'a, not a lot of drinking also. That's his definition of ti'ima. It's a machmir definition of ti'ima. That's kishir, yeah, I don't think he distinguishes.
Before davening, you're allowed to.
Before davening, you're allowed to. Afterward, because now you have... After davening,
you're not allowed to?
Well, here he's talking about a mitzvah. He's not talking about a davening, he's talking about Megillah. For purposes of Megillah, that should, I may be saying, that should be sufficient to take care of your need, maybe he's saying, I don't know.
What about brit mil and someone else make a brit? It's also a mitzvah d'oraita.
Lichora, it's a good shayla, I don't know. You know, a chasen fast, but that's for other reasons. I don't know, it's a good shayla, I haven't researched it. It's okay. A good shayla. Okay, we'll conclude on this. Right now we've seen shachris, no eating. One could have water. This is all year round. During the whole year round, water is permitted. Possibly tea, coffee, sweeteners or not. That's a shayla. When it comes to musaf, we said ti'ima is mutter. Achila is not when it comes to Musaf. When it comes to Lulav and Megillah and Tkias HaShofar, according to the Mishnah Berurah, Achila, a Seud, is not permitted, but Te'ima is permitted, Letzorach Gadol. And Emir Tishan, next time we're going to continue talking about Tkias HaShofar, we'll divide up between before all the Tkias, or maybe once you've had heard some of the tekiyas, you've had a kiyum of the d'oraisa, maybe we can be more mako, or maybe we have to be more machmir, because then it's a hefsek. Then it says, because you had the brachas, you're not allowed to talk, we pasken in Shulchan Aruch, until you finish the whole thing, like bedikas chametz, right? You started, you can't, you're not allowed to talk until we finish. So the mir tishan, that will be our sugya next time.